Hello.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
All right.
Good. This is Zach. We talked the other day about your property on Iron Bridge Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, just giving you a call back at a better time.
Okay, well, what do you want to know?
Well, are you actively looking to sell still, or?
Yeah, if I can get the price I want, yeah. But I have a house and a lot, and I want to sell them both at the same time.
Okay. Are you staying within the area, or are you moving out?
Yeah, I want to move to North Carolina, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
This house I'm in, it's got a lot of stairs in it and everything. I want to get on one level.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get too old to move.
Sure. Do you have your next place picked out in Carolina?
No.
How do you think that will go if, when you do decide to sell it? I mean.
Well, I think I can get enough out of it to get a place down there, downsize a little bit,
Mm-hmm.
I got four bedrooms, upstairs, and I got a full basement. I have to go downstairs, wash my clothes and everything. And I got a few steps here and there getting into the house. And when I get old or something like that, I like to be on one level. Or when
sure.
I get older, I'm already old.
Sure. Or do you live there by yourself?
I got a granddaughter live with me now, my son. He's supposed to be living with me, but I can't keep up with him.
Hmm. Yeah, I reckon. So is this like a, 1 year plan, a 2 year plan, or a 1 month plan, or what's your timeline kind of looking like?
Well, I got a granddaughter that I've inherited since 2014, and she's got one more year of school, and I think by this time next year I want to be out of this house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got a lot of kin people that live in North Carolina, so I'm planning on going down there and looking around, see what I can find.
Are you going to be taking your granddaughter with you, just out of curiosity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Until she decides what she wants to do, she'll be with Papa.
Sure. Sure, sure. Well, I mean, I'm definitely interested. I know where the property is. I have, other homes. I don't know if you're familiar with Turner Road.
Turner Road?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So, I have property over there, and I'm definitely interested in yours. I mean, I know you said about, maybe next year, but realistically, I guess, we don't really know what the market's going to do in a year.
Yeah, I know.
Does that scare you at all?
Right now is the time to sell, but it ain't time to buy, is what they tell me.
So how do you feel about that? What do you think? What are you thinking?
I think it'd be all right when I get ready to do what I want to do.
Sure. So, let me ask you this. Even if you were to get, a number that made sense for you, would it, it's not something that you're even ready for, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, if I could, probably if I could get what I was asking for it, I would probably move along a little quicker what I wanted to do.
Okay. Oh, so you'd be open to moving quicker then?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, how is that going to affect, your granddaughter's school year?
Well, we could find a place, you know, to rent around here for a while, you know, until she got ready, got out.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, she could finish up in North Carolina.
Right. Okay. Makes sense. I mean, you know, so it sounds like downsizing is pretty important to you, if I hear
it
correctly.
Yeah.
What, you know, what's going to kind of be that, you know, next block ahead of, you know, doing something besides, you know, just time?
Well, I don't have anything, you know, pending, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a part-time job here, you know, but I've been working it for a right good while. And just try, you know, only thing I have is Social Security coming in, and I've worked a part-time job ever since my wife passed away, and sometimes work a full-time job. Just keep my head above water because everything's so daggone high, man. You can't afford, you can go to the grocery store anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you completely.
I thank God that I don't have a house payment and I don't have a car payment. So if I had anything like that, I would be poor.
Sure. Okay. Well, tell me this. I mean, you know, obviously the house is going to need some work, you know, and that's, yeah, that's fine. We deal with property that needs, you know, work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to be kind of your, you know, your factor of, you know, selling it as is? I mean, you said, you know, if you get what you want for it, you know, you might be able to do something, or you do something.
Well, I've put a lot of money into the house, you know. I've done a lot of stuff to it. I mean, what I could afford, you know. I put new windows in the house since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm on my second roof, I think. Yeah. The roof was in pretty good shape. It's a little discolored, you know, but it don't leak or nothing. I remodeled the kitchen. Redid the bathroom upstairs. Had the floors upstairs, the hardwood floors upstairs. I've had those sanded and finished. House really needs carpet, you know, where I got carpet now. I plan on putting carpet in there, but if I sell it, there's no use doing that, you know.
Sure. So
it's a brick home, you know. It's got a full basement, four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and I got a commode down in the basement, and there's a fireplace in the basement. It's got two fireplaces in the house, screened-in porch, carport on the corner lot. You don't have nobody next to you or nothing, you know, around you. The guy behind me, he sits on two lots, and then I got this lot in between me and the house here beside of it. So it's pretty, you know, convenient. Convenient to everything, you know. I can go to Richmond or South Park or Churchfield Mall or something like that within 20 minutes.
Sure.
So it's a convenient location.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I know it's going to need some work. What are you hoping to achieve out of it?
I'm wanting $325,000 for the house and the lot next door. I know the lot is valued at $40,000 to $50,000, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'll be honest, if the house was in perfect condition, I could, you know, probably justify that, but I mean, I think we can both agree it's going to need some work. I mean, I've seen it. I haven't seen the inside of it. So, I mean, you know, is that, you know, I mean, yeah, we would be nowhere near close to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I know houses in this area, in this neighborhood, are sold for a lot more than what I'm asking for mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I don't know what condition they were in or nothing like that, but I do know that, you know, there's been some advertising here with three bedrooms and two baths. You know, my house has got a lot more than what they had to offer, but it does need some work, but I don't have the money to put into it, you know, and I no use me if I'm planning on selling me going in there and remodeling the damn thing, you know.
Sure.
I don't have the money to do that anyway. I'm sure you do. You got resources that you can buy and sell houses, so you got the resources to do things like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, like I said, we wouldn't be, you know, close to that. I know you said you got to put some money in, you know, you know, there's money that needs to be made here, done in here. And, you know, it's just, you know, houses that are at, you know, value, you know, that's, I think you're valuing the house properly if it was, you know, everything was fixed up, everything was good. But it's, you know, I mean, when's the last time you updated this thing?
What do you mean? The property?
Yes.
It's been a while. Like,
sure.
I said, I don't want to get into debt doing anything because, you know, like I say, I'm on Social Security and working part-time to sending this child to school and everything, and everything being so damn high and everything, I just can't afford it, you know, so.
Sure. So, I mean, is that, are you going to, you know, be negotiable on that price, or, I mean, are you, if you can't get it, is that kind of make things, you know, not workable for you?
Well, I'll be a little negotiable, but, you know, I tell you, you make me an offer and I'll tell you yes or no. You know, that's what I'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I can't go out here, I just can't go out here and buy another house. You know, if you're going to give me $200,000 for this, I can't go buy another one.
So that's what you're really looking to get is $200,000?
No, I'll get more than that. Now, if I go out and buy another house, if I downsize, it's going to cost me the same thing that, you know, I'm not looking to make no money off of selling this house if I got to go buy another one, you know. If I sell it for $250,000 or $300,000 or whatever, I'm going to spend that getting another house. I would like to put a little money in my pocket.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I just, maybe it's not the right time to, you know, kind of, you know, make a, you know, valid offer right now, because, you know, it seems like, I mean, how about this? Would you be opposed to selling the land first, or, you know, do you have to sell it all at once?
No, I won't sell it all at once. If I sold that lot, somebody would be in here and built a house right next to me.
What about that? That helps your value.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you want.
No.
Okay. Hmm. Well, it seems more, you know, it seems more logical to, you know, from where I'm at, to see if we can, you know, do something on, you know, the side of, you know, that standpoint, just to kind of help you get your feet up on the next one.
Well, you have houses for sale?
Yeah, we have a few homes for sale, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you ask?
I'm just wondering, you know, what you're selling them for, and what you know, what size they are, and all that stuff. But you know, I really don't want to stay in this area. I want to go south.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I think we should probably just, you know, see what we can do for now and call it a no, and
okay,
kind of revisit the conversation when, you know, more appropriate time.
All right. All right, just, if you got an offer, you know, you want to put together, you call me and let me know, and I'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And I'll definitely keep the lot in mind as well. And,
okay.
You know, are you sure that you wouldn't sell it separately?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, bye.